All right, good morning. Hope everything's going well. Tyler Brad here. It's a Sunday morning. It's interesting when you have a dog. Dogs do not discern days, so it doesn't matter what day it is. 6:30, I get first of all I get a lick on the face, and then if I don't respond, I get just a straight up slap, and that is Tasia telling me that he needs to go to the washroom. And frankly, I don't want him to go to in the house. So I get up, I take him out, and most of the time after that, my brain starts running, and I cannot fall back asleep. So here I am, doing the morning, scroll, the reading, all this stuff, and then taking a little bit of care of myself, and then jumping onto this. So thank you to anyone who's been following along. Few things that I want to talk about today. I'm going to hop right into it. Is a big week. So the reason this is a big week is that there are quarter one 2022 earnings coming out, and this has a big impact on how people are feeling about, how this market is doing. There is, the market is going to respond to these earnings to see where are we at. And obviously there's this, this threat of interest rates increases. There are performance issues where companies have been hit for performance. Companies like Netflix, I think, which is almost 70% down year to date. And even if there is sort of a leveling or an evenness to these earnings, I think that there could be some punishment to some of these companies, and there is some sort of expected headwinds in a bunch of these earnings. So Amazon, Microsoft, Google, you can see McDonald's, Spotify, PayPal, like a ton of companies. This is broken down by day. I should share this tweet. And yeah, it's going to be a big one that indicates what is the health of the economy, what is the health of these companies, and what can we expect moving forward. So I know a lot of people will be following this, and hopefully some good news we'll revisit throughout the week. And I think at the end of next week, we're going to be in a very different place from a knowledge perspective or understanding of where we are in the world right now. So a couple other articles on that, all interesting things, and maybe I should share these, a couple predictions that are coming out. And again, a lot of things saying sort of some whether supply chain issues, advertising, sort of online advertising challenges, like these sort of macro issues, like Apple introducing privacy policies, Google introducing these privacy policies. Like, there are so many factors right now that are impacting all of this. And yeah, there's definitely going to be some sort of some insights about how that's impacting everything this week here. So stay tuned. The next part here, I'm embarrassed to say, I got on TikTok. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. First of all, why have I not done it for so long? First of all, I wanted to resist. There is sort of this idea of it being a China-owned entity and sort of a data capture mechanism for that, which I think those concerns are very valid. There is the thought that, hey, this isn't really for me, this isn't my generation that is active on this. This isn't the kind of content that I'm interested in consuming. It is kind of content that I'm interested in creating. Frankly, there's enough platforms already. So if you are, say you're trying to be a somewhat of a creator or create compelling content, there used to be this idea that you could sort of reshare and like, create one piece of content, reshare those to all platforms. But what we're seeing today is that each platform has its own distinct voice, culture, kind of content that performs well on it. And for, and so to just record a video and then, publish that across everything is not going to resonate with the people who are on those platforms. And I believe that. And just as an example, this, these videos I'm aiming to keep under 15 minutes. TikTok allows 10-minute videos to go be uploaded. It does have a nice desktop experience, I'd say that. But people are not watching 10-minute videos on TikTok. They're watching 7 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. And so if you want to adapt your content to that, then that is fine. But you can see where some of these creators, just from a brief review, are excelling because they're creating it specifically tailored to that. From my first impressions, the actual uploading and creation of video content, you know, the text overlays, the caption creation, music is insanely intuitive. Obviously, the forever scroll that people talk about, losing hours into TikTok, is possible. I've already had a slight experience of that. But I'm more interested in the actual creation perspective and understanding what's happening on here. And you can see even through, just posting a couple clips last night, a couple of them are actually driving views already. And I think the biggest part of this is, I'm not doing too much to optimize covers yet, but I think there's this, the fact that I'm recording on desktop and then putting the sort of caption or what's happening, that drives a little bit of interest. I'm sure I could do a little bit more there with emojis or things like that. But very specific hashtags seem to be driving adoption. And if there's not too much content in there, there seems to be a couple pass. So I've got a little bit of content where basically I'm, you know, dropping a couple clips from this, putting them on and labeling them. And then I went deep into the archives of my phone, which really these videos, I don't put anywhere. And I don't put these videos on, a lot of them don't feel, first of all, professional enough to be on LinkedIn. They try, as much as I, you know, debatable if I actually am professional on LinkedIn, talking about psychedelics and all this stuff. But, there is a little bit of a barrier. And on Instagram, I do share some of this stuff, but generally, there's no performance on Instagram, and it's the people who follow me, it's the people who know me already. Those are the people that send me messages and all this. Whereas what's interesting about TikTok is this obviously dynamic new audience discovery acquisition opportunity. So really just throwing things out there into the wind, seeing what happens. I'll keep you reported as I do this. One of the other things that had really spurred my interest in this has been a company, #paid, that I've followed for a long time from a friend who started that company in university that made very, very successful. And as TikTok emerged, they had been, they'd primarily been focused on Instagram, but they made a very deliberate push on TikTok. And so they saw something there, engagement rates, audiences, all this stuff. And that was interesting to me. So even just from an experimentation base understanding, I do consider myself a creator, a marketer. I like to understand these systems. A lot of the other systems are, YouTube, all these places are, they're highly saturated. The TikTok is, of course, too. I'm late, very late on this train, but, there is seemingly still this ongoing discovery mechanism that's very valuable. And even to see some views just drop in a couple clips that really aren't that great of clips or anything is pretty interesting. So the last part I'll hop into here, just a video. I don't want my 1 month free trial. Appreciate that, YouTube. So is sort of Dolly. Let's see if I can get a better image here. So 2 Minute Papers, if you're not aware, I love this person so much. It's a wonderful person who just loves technology and for years has been basically doing deep dives on different advancements in artificial intelligence, whether computer vision, language generation, a lot of things that personally I'm very fascinated in. I know a lot of us are, especially in technology, but then these things that have larger implications for the more general population. And here you can see what he did was sort of scrape through a bunch of different scenarios with the demonstration from OpenAI's DALL-E 2, highlighting the improvements that it's made. Pretty mind-blowing advancements. And here, just as an example, we all think about these creative images that we can generate, but what he was interested in is lighting, shading, how it reacts to different textures, how you can command the objects that you want to be put in different rooms or different places within rooms, and then how that impacts the image. Really some incredible descriptions and I learned a lot from this video. I've been following this DALL-E 2 trend quite closely, and this was just a nice big deep dive on it in a way that I hadn't necessarily thought of, that opened up a lot of other doors for me. So definitely worth a watch. As always, I should link these things. I don't, but very, you know, if you like them, search them, find them. I'll get better at linking all these things here too. And then just, you know, lastly, summarize. It is a Sunday. Obviously, a lot of interesting things happening in the world right now. For myself personally, some of these things in the past had seemed disconnected. Like they seemed like they didn't really matter. And now I'm seeing the world as a more interconnected place, especially as, you know, a business owner, as I'm talking to other businesses, you know, how these interest rates or market conditions are impacting those businesses. And also personally, like if you are, if you've heavily invested in the stock market and that's been a safety net for you or a way for you to achieve your goals, and now all of a sudden your portfolio has taken this massive hit, that impacts you as a person. And then beyond that, because not everyone has had the privilege or the good faith to have the money to be able to invest in these places, how are they being affected as well too? There's all the, you know, the inflation, all these costs, all this stuff is so connected, and we're looking at other downstream effects of this war in Ukraine, food shortages, all these things. And so very delicate place right now. You try to remain on the side of optimism, especially on a day like this, where for myself, it's a Sunday. Well, it's Sunday everywhere mostly, but it's a Sunday. The sun is shining out. You have to enjoy these moments, spend it with friends, spend it with family, spend it with your dog, even when he slaps you in the face in the morning. And then when it's time to get back into work tomorrow morning, whenever you work, do your best to be present, make an impact, and do what you need to do to accomplish what you want personally, and then as a team that you're working for. So thank you again so much for checking this out. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Look forward to touching base again soon. Thank you.